Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1626, Nicholas and Joanne T. Verato.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, lying southwest of Layton Avenue, 102 feet north of Road 305, also known as Jersey Road, and being 300 feet south of Route 24, and to be located on 26,400 square feet, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey of the property showing existing improvements. Again, we did receive two agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report, and we are advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service B of Road 305, also known as Jersey Road, may change to a level of service C if the site is developed based on existing conditions with development under the proposed zoning plus committed development plus site-generated traffic and projected level of service with no highway improvements during peak hour. Long comment. We also received comments from the Conservation District, and we're advised that the soils on this site are mapped as Fort Mott Henlopen Complex, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Nick Ferrato, 29817 John J. Williams Highway in Millsboro.
Okay, Mr. Ferrato, you've heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
The building that I want to change was erected in 61. It was erected for my photography studio, and the other half of the building was for a floor covering business. The floor covering business lasted approximately a year. I took over the whole building as the bar studio. Over the 47 years of doing photography, I have started moving in other directions, and I'd like to rent the building. And knowing that when we built the building, there wasn't any zoning laws. So now I need to have it zoned so I can rent it. The renters I want would be renters that I do live next door, would be renters that are high traffic, not noisy, but paid their rent on time.
Can understand that. Okay. All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions. And I believe we'll start with you once again, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Ferrato, with this property, how is the adjoining property zoned currently?
I think it's AR1 is what I own, and it goes out behind the studio also, and then the two properties in the front would be residential, and then the Layton Avenue would go from Jersey Road out to John J. Williams Highway.
So all the surrounding properties are zoned as AR1?
Yes.
There's also like a little business center there to your, I guess that's the east of your property?
Yes, right next door. It's a little strip mall, mm-hmm. and State Farm Insurance, a flower shop, was a real estate office, a bookshop. Then across the street is a little strip mall that had a hairdresser, had a gun shop, and it also belonged to Fish and Wildlife. Right down from that is another resident or a commercial site, which is Richard Clark. He has a rental for storage. He also sells and repairs go-karts. Next to that is a Hispanic restaurant.
So pretty much in your surrounding area on Route 24, it's been developed.
Yes.
Neither commercial or semi-commercial fashion. But your home is not zoned commercial where you live?
No.
Okay. Nor are the properties that are on the other side of the former studio?
No, on Jersey Road, no, I don't Well, right down from that, maybe about 500 yards, is...
The old body shop.
Body shop, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I'm looking, but what I'm, as I look at your, what I have before me, I'm seeing it all being surrounded by, pretty much by residential property, except for your upper right-hand corner. Thank you. That helps too. Except for the one that's zone B1. Okay. Has anyone talked with you about an alternative to seeking commercial zoning for your property? Because I know one of my concerns as a commissioner, and it perhaps may be shared by others, is that once a property is zoned commercial, then it can be used for pretty much anything within that area. It can be used anything within that permissible zoning. And the commission has been, hasn't always, has felt that there's better ways of zoning property rather than just an outright commercial when it's in the middle of residential type zoning. I guess the other concern I have is how would someone go about entering the property from the south side of Layton Avenue or from Route 24? Because
Jersey Road.
Because is that a grass road, or I didn't drive all the way through?
It's grass for the entrance, and then you come in from 24. It's partially blacktop,
right?
But that just goes as far as my house, and then it's a stone that I allow the Virgil Elwanger, which has that strip mall, to use, and he goes up to the studio.
So do you own Layton Avenue, or?
Yes, I own it.
Okay.
It was abandoned. That's how I obtained it.
Is it a subdivision street?
Layton Avenue goes across the highway. Now it's called Carmine Road or Carmine Drive, and goes around, it follows into, I think they call it West or North Washington Street out of Millsboro. And you used to, if you go back far enough in the maps, it goes across the Davis property down to the river.
It would have connected to Washington Street, I believe, before they built Route 24.
Yes.
When they widened that section.
The studio actually faces a little bit over to the Jersey Road, because there wasn't a Route 24 when we built the building.
Right, because Jersey Road is how we got to the beach from Millsboro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we had our business there, the studio and the camera shop, our salespeople came down from New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, wherever. It was always a dirt road, and they always joked about they had a business on a dirt road.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Wisconsin?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Lank? No questions. Mr. Couts?
I guess I don't really have any questions. My concern is if this were to be approved, would we get Layton Avenue improved? Because any sort of commercial use, as you said, could be applied there, and it's not a road that is designed for it. It's not been improved to any kind of a standard, so that's just a thought.
Well, I thought, Ben, you all don't own the road, I'd have to keep the road up.
Well,
and my heirs would have to keep the road up. Right now,
I guess exactly what the problem is. For most commercial uses, you want to have impervious access that drains well. And
mm-hmm. Well, when I had my studio there, we could never get the state in there to take care of that road.
Right.
County wouldn't take care of the road, so we always kept up the road.
Right.
One time when they had to close the bridge partially washed out. They used it for the school bus to connected to the two roads. But outside of that, I've always paid to maintain that road.
Anyway, that's just a concern I've got.
Sure.
Yeah. No other questions.
Okay, sir. Rabbit?
Questions?
Council?
Did you ever formally go through the process to get the road abandoned through DLDOT? I know you said it was abandoned.
At the time, I talked to Senator Cordray. And Senator Cordray came down and looked at the property. Tom Shockley came in. Tom was the only one that opposed it because of some neighbors. But Richard Cordray said that Ben, I hadn't, and there was also a guy named Jim Rogers worked for the state at the time. They said, Ben, they have never surfaced the road since we had been there or taken care of it. Then it went for so many years and it became abandoned. So I think Senator Cordray is the one that started the wheels rolling, and then Everett Moore looked into it, and I think that that's when we signed the papers that it was turned over to us because they didn't want to take care of it.
All right, because there's a process for that. And the other reason was that the survey that you've submitted from 2004 doesn't show your property line extending over past or into Layton Avenue. It still shows that as a 30-foot right-of-way. That's why I was just wondering if you ever, you know, actually formally took steps to have it abandoned and turned over to you, or if, you know, often with abandonments, it's
well, I've blocked off half of it. You can't drive through. One of the big reasons I put a fence up after it became ours was the kids were pulling in there in the evenings, and they used a little party center. Being it was still dirt, they do a couple donuts and leave trash. So if I put a fence up, they stopped coming through. Self-preservation.
Thanks. No other questions, Mr. Whitley.
All right, sir. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody.
I have a question. So for the purpose of your application tonight, what your primary reason for seeking a change of zone was so that it could be rented out?
Yes.
If a different zoning classification rather than a change of zone could be utilized on your property to achieve this same goal, would you be okay with that?
Such as
a conditional use application?
I was approached about this years ago when I filed, I think 2.5 years ago, and I said, well, how about so-and-so's business came in there and I approved, you know, let them have it there, and then they move out. And then somebody else comes in, but it's not doing the same type of business. They said, well, then you have to apply for another conditional use, which could take another 2.5 years. I'm 72, and I didn't know if I wanted to go through that too many times.
Same problem he has now is non-conforming use. If it's the same or similar, he could
just rent it.
Rent it out. But if it changes, he can't without going through a public hearing.
But if he, for example, if the conditional use application was for professional office rental or something like a B1 rather than the C, because here's my concern. This could be rezoned commercially. Someday it passes to someone else, ownership does. With nothing would prevent them perhaps from being able to come in and putting in a restaurant. So now we go from a low traffic area.
You don't have any walking traffic. You don't have any passing traffic. You know, you're in the middle of a lot there, and the only people you're going to get there is probably going to be an office, I hope. It could be a dentist or, you know, something like that. But
see, and that's our concern from the commission standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
When we're dealing with land use issues, it's not just today, but it's also what does that enable to happen in the future? And that's part of our forecasting or whatever we have to do.
Well, how about if it was stated that in my wife and my lifetime,
that
then when we pass on, he has to come back to the planning and zoning again.
You can't do that, sir. That is
sounds
amounts
good.
To. It does. You know, it does. It does. And that amounts to what's called contract zoning, and that's illegal in the state of Delaware. So we can't
put conditions on a change.
And that's why Mr. Johnson is the concern he's expressing to you is that once the zoning is changed, it's changed forever, unless somebody else comes in and wants to change it again. And that anything that is permitted in that zone could go there. And even though I understand your argument about the restaurant, well,
30 years from now, that might be a main thoroughfare there. Who knows? You know, we don't know. We don't know what the future is going to be, and that's why he's the.
Well, when we built there, there wasn't any Route 24, and we thought we were living in the woods.
There you
and
go.
And then somebody came along and says, well, we need a power plant down in Townsend. So they put all this highway in. And now one person came up and said that we'd like to get your permission to have our property zoned commercial because I want to put this insurance office here. That's fine. He got his in there, and then the guy across the road says, well, you're over there, and we want to put it in too. And then the guy next door, and then all of 24 was starting to go commercial, you know. And we thought we were living in a residential area, and I got commercial all around me. And it just seemed fair that if they could have commercial and I can rent it to someone that's it's going to be a quiet establishment. Because being I live next door, and my neighbors haven't complained. I've talked to my neighbors about it.
We're not saying yes or no at this point. We're still talking about it. We're just trying to get it. The adjacent or the nearby business uses, are they actual changes of zone?
B1 next. There's a couple of conditional uses in there too, but
yeah.
Some are B1, there's some C1 also.
Okay.
The site map we provided only shows you three parcels out of that six or eight in that little picture that are B1, but mm-hmm. Showed you the big picture.
B1's over
mostly across Route 24, you'd see a lot of it.
Yeah, okay. All right then.
Mr. Wheatley, can I ask?
You may. Please, go ahead.
Is the photography studio still in operation now or not?
Beg pardon?
Is your photography business still in operation
now? No. I've ventured over into real estate.
Okay.
So right now it's being used as storage.
Okay.
When I have a list at a home and people can't move their furniture right away, we've stored furniture there.
When it was at the height of its operation, how much traffic did it generate? How many customers came to that store?
In photography?
Yeah.
In my heyday? You might have two or three sittings a day, when you did a school, we photographed our seniors at the studio, so we had quite a bit of traffic then.
Okay.
But since we don't do schools, don't do little leagues, don't do weddings, or our studio now is at your home, in your yard, or at the beach.
Okay. Thanks.
And then I have a question press, Mr. Lank, or council.
Okay.
With a commercially zoned piece of property, how big of a right-of-way is required? Because this is showing a 30-foot right-of-way.
It would be, could be 25. Yeah.
Could be
small, really. 25-foot drive, 24-foot drive.
Okay.
Difficulty there is that you'd have to be able to, if it was fully developed in more of a commercial atmosphere, it would have to have the 24-foot driveway, and you'd probably have some kind of stormwater, which could impact the way you designed, you might not have enough access.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. Anybody else? All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1626, Nicholas and Joanne T. Verato? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1626? On the commission, have any questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.